The Top 10. Born in New York. An introduction. Short stories have always been a sort of instant access into an author's brain, their soul and heart. A few pages can lift our lives into locations, people and experiences with a sweep of landscape, narration, feelings and emotions that are difficult to achieve elsewhere. In this series, we try to offer up tried and trusted top tens across many different themes and authors. But any anthology will immediately throw up the questions, why that story? Why that author? The theme itself will form the boundaries for our stories, which range from well-known classics, newly told, to stories that modern times have overlooked, but perfectly exemplify the theme. Throughout the volume, our authors, whether of instant recognition or new to you, are all leviathans of literature. Some you may disagree with, but they will get you thinking about our choices and about those you would have made. If this volume takes you on a path to discover more of these miniature masterpieces, then we will have all gained something. The Big Apple is rightly lauded as the place that if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. It's good advice for a writer. Many of these literary talents became worldwide behemoths, serving up their experiences and characters to a wide-eyed audience, forever in their thrall. Genius has many names.
The Great Good Place by Henry James. 1. George Dane had opened his eyes to a bright new day, the face of nature well washed by last night's downpour and shining as with high spirits, good resolutions, lively intentions, the great glare of recommencement, in short, fixed in his patch of sky. He had sat up late to finish work, arrears overwhelming, then at last had gone to bed with the pile but little reduced. He was now to return to it after the pause of the night. But he could only look at it, for the time, over the bristling hedge of letters planted by the early postman an hour before, and already, on the customary table by the chimney-piece, formally rounded and squared by his systematic servant. It was something too merciless, the domestic perfection of Brown. There were newspapers on another table, ranged with the same rigor of custom, newspapers too many. What could any creature want of so much news?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?